This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, we talked about Roy Blunt. And so I mentioned that I met him, Senator Roy Blunt. I met him at a hangar, an airport in Springfield, Missouri. So I looked up Roy Blunt. And I just want to share this with you. Pretty awful. So he's received some contributions from organizations. 111,000, I'm rounding to make it easy for radio, $111,000 from the Crawford Group, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. So who are they? They are an influence peddling organization, lobby group. Elliott Management, $95,000. From them. They are an influence peddling organization as well. Monsanto, he received $74,000 from them. Goldman Sachs, $64,000 from them. Blackstone Group. Oh, Blackstone. Interesting bunch of collection of organizations that seem to support his efforts in selling us out. So here we have it. So for as little as $74,000, you can poison the planet with Roundup. Doesn't take much to sell your soul. And if you get a chance, take a look at an image of Roy Blunt. It does not look like someone I'd want to be friends with, just from his physical appearance. You know, it sounds like I'm being very mean, picking on, you know, his facial features. Well, I'm sorry, but he's not a friend that I'd want to have. That is absolutely for sure. And I got a chance to see him close up. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about diabetes. And so what do we do? How do we live better? Do we avoid all sugar, avoid sugar at all costs, avoid complex carbohydrates, avoid pasta, not only because of the gluten, but, yeah.
Well, the number one is gluten and wheat. Even though it's raining down on everything else, wheat is the triple dose product. And so I have not eaten wheat for 12 years now. And that includes pasta. The nice thing about pasta is, by the way, of all the substitutes for bread products, rice pasta tastes, you know, there's no taste in pasta. It's what you put on the pasta that you taste.
Right.
Rice pasta is certainly just as good as wheat pasta. But the bread alternatives are not nearly as easy. You can get gluten-free bread, but most of it tastes awful. But sugar, yes. In other words, I don't think you're going to get harmed in the average person eating a teaspoon or two of sugar a day. The average American consumes about 45 teaspoons a day.
Now,
wow. There's some people getting 90 teaspoons because they get my share.
Yeah.
Again, sugar was pushed by something that it times is just as well as bad as Monsanto. Harvard University, for many years, Fred Astaire was a pimp for the sugar industry, and he promoted the idea that sugar was a food.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is the first artificial food. It has removed from it vitamins, minerals, and fiber. All that's left is sugar, which is poison. So we should avoid sugar as much as possible. Honey is a pretty good substitute. Again, I wouldn't want to eat 45 teaspoons a day, but I think 4 or 5 teaspoons of sugar, of honey, are not likely to hurt anybody, except maybe a severe diabetic. As far as complex carbohydrates in general, they're pretty okay. I wouldn't want to make them a 50% or more of my intake, but, you know, Irish potatoes are fair. Sweet potatoes are superb. Of all the starchy vegetables, they're among the best, but all the others are pretty good. I mean, carrots are, to some extent, a starchy vegetable. Rutabagas are one of my favorites. They're an excellent starchy vegetable, etc. In general, in my opinion, 80% of your food should be in the vegetable fruit kingdom, and that includes nuts and seeds and all that vegetable kingdom. 20% can be meat and dairy and eggs.
So if a person has diabetes, cut out sugar at all costs. Avoid the candy bars and read the labels of anything that has high fructose corn syrup and other sugars, right?
Right.
Is that the plan? Okay. And then as far as gluten, that would be the breads and the crackers and the pastas and so forth. And that, I'll tell you what, that's a big portion of our food consumption. It is because it's easy to grow grain, wheat. It's easy to process it. It's easy to extrude it. It's easy to store it. It's easy to preserve it. And heck, it's inexpensive compared to, you know, by mass, compared to other foods like meat and fish. So it's really difficult to eliminate wheat. I mean, I know it is. And that means that you're going to have to spend more time in the produce section of the supermarket if you're going to be buying food. There's no question about it. But it can be done. And while you're doing that, Dr. Julie, aren't we losing weight by spending more time in the produce aisle?
Absolutely. Again, when you eat an excess of carbohydrates, you burn the carbohydrates and store the fat.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons that the Broder Barnes diet, which long preceded the Atkins diet, was so successful. On the Broder Barnes diet, you could have, well, this was before bread was poison, you could have 2 slices of bread a day and 1 small serving of fruit. Everything else was meat and vegetables. You do lose weight on that.
So, Dr. Shuley, it used to be that bread was okay in moderation. What happened? What happened between 1950 and 2017? What happened to
bread?
Well,
number one, of course, white bread. Even my grandfather, who was not the world's best person in the world, but even my grandfather would not eat white bread. He called it junk. Because you have removed from white bread the fiber, especially. But actually, you've removed all of the vitamins and minerals and put a few back in. So white bread has never been wholesome, if you will. Wholesome is unwholesome. Whole wheat bread was wonderful. And mixed grains of all kinds can make bread wonderful. But the commercial bread now is loaded with bromide, which is not a needed mineral. It's a poison to the brain. So again, I don't go near bread. Now, if I want, I do keep on hand some truly excellent 7-grain gluten-free bread from Canyon Bakery in Colorado. It tastes good. And so I keep it frozen for people who can't live without bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, when I lived in Virginia, I wanted to buy some wheat. And I called a farmer's cooperative. It was a really large one. Called them up and I said, do you sell, you know, 50-pound bags of wheat? And they said, do you want it treated or untreated? And I said, help me understand what that means. They said, well, you know.
How thick is it?
let me tell you what the difference is. The difference is extra protein in the untreated. And what that really means is treated means they spray it with insecticide so that it grows fewer bugs than the untreated. Seriously. That's what they told me. And I said, tell you what, never mind. So I didn't buy any. But what they were saying is, yeah, we've got it. We've got both kinds. The kind that's treated that will have a little more staying power before the bugs start eating it. That's the treated kind. And the untreated, which is, boy, you better eat it quickly. As a matter of fact, you should have gotten here yesterday because they're already starting to eat it, meaning the bugs. So that's what I learned about wheat. And interesting. So that's another problem. So, Dr. Shealy, when I was in elementary school, we've never talked about this. We had a gym teacher, and he used to talk about white socks. Wear white socks. White socks. If you're gonna, in gym, you change your socks. And if you don't have white socks on, you will when you're in gym. You can't wear any other color. They've got to be white, white, white. And he talked about the dye that was used in the black socks, for example, coal, C-O-A-L, tar dye that was used to make some other color of socks black. Dr. Shealy, is there anything that we need to be concerned about with wearing socks that are not white? Are we transferring anything into our skin that, heck, we're not even thinking about that? Our feet perspire inside our shoes or sneakers or whatever we're wearing. Is there a concern that you have about that?
I have spent 84 and a half years wearing black, in the case mm-hmm. of the color socks. Mm-hmm. I have almost never worn white socks. I think it's nonsense.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because it's kind of a relief to me because I wear black socks. And typically what I do is when they're on sale, I will buy, or Mrs. Finelli will buy for me, a bunch of black socks. And they'll be like the gold-toed ones because they seem to last a lot longer than any other socks. So all of my socks are black. And they all, or almost all of them, have these gold toes. And what's really nice about them, when the socks end up going to sock heaven, wherever that is, I don't know where sock heaven is, but socks seem to disappear. So if I lose one, it's okay because I've got, several other pairs that match the one sock that disappeared. So I'm still okay, and I can lose like five or six of them, and I don't know where they go. I really don't. But over the years, they go to sock heaven, and I can't find them. But I'm still okay because I have fewer pairs, and sometimes I have one more than a pair or one less than a pair. But they still match. But I was concerned about that, and thanks for sharing that. So it's okay to wear black socks, class. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Matt of the Tax Defense Group. I was very, you know, I heard their commercial, and I was interested in what they have to say and how their organization operates. So he's going to call me back. He may come on the air with us and tell us, you know, about how to deal with the IRS. Thought that was pretty interesting. Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, we talked about socks. I wanted to share something with you. I've been pursuing the ultimate recipe for Italian beef. And Italian beef is kind of simple. It's you take a chuck roast, you cut out the fat and the gristle, and you cook it in a Dutch oven, if you will, cast iron pot. And you slow cook it for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. You add some pepperoncini, which would be Italian pickled peppers, a little salt, Himalayan salt, some ground pepper, a little garlic, a little onion, and that's pretty much it. And it's absolutely fabulous. It's kind of like pulled pork.
I've got to run and get a snack.
It's kind of like, it's the consistency of pulled pork, and it's truly excellent. I'm on version 1.03 of my soon-to-be world-famous recipe for this Italian beef, and it really is great. And it's so good that if you make a red sauce that you might make meatballs with, you can add some of this Italian beef to, you know, the tomato products that you might make what we'll call a spaghetti type sauce out of, if you want to make meatballs, and it makes it even better. So, and I'm not recommending spaghetti or pasta unless, you know, you want to try the non-gluten pasta, but So I wanted to buy these pepperoncini peppers. They're pickled, and it's very simple. It's kind of like these peppers that come in a jar, and they have some vinegar and a few spices and not much else. So I wanted to buy them in Springfield, and I couldn't find them in the gallon jugs. I went to Sam's Club. I went to the Chinese factory outlet. And, you know, they used to have them packaged and prepared by companies called Mount Olive and Vlasic. And for some reason, they're not available. And so I found some, but it was a gallon. It was way, way more expensive than it should be. It's probably 50% more. And I said, I'll pass, because I don't even know the name of this company. I've never heard of it. I'm not doing it. So I found a small supermarket on the way home, and I stopped in, and I said, can you get these in gallon jugs in glass? And they said, yeah, we can do that. And I said, okay, so you want me to buy a case of them, right? And they said, yeah, you got to buy a whole case because we don't stock them. I said, great, I'm willing to do that. I'd be delighted to do that. So I ordered a case, and it was supposed to be Vlasic or Mount Olive, and they said, no, I can't do that. A week went by, and they said, it's going to be another brand called Savor, S-A-V-O-R. I looked them up, and they come in glass, and it's an American brand. I thought, that'll be fine. And so a couple weeks go by. Finally, I get them, and they're not Mount Olive, they're not Vlasic, they're not Savor, and they're in a plastic container, plastic gallon jugs, and they're Olympian brand from Greece. I thought, well, that's really not what I wanted, but okay. So I unscrewed the lid, and this is where the medical question comes in. I unscrewed the lid off this plastic jar, 1 gallon container of pepperoncini peppers, and the lid, the seal looked a little discolored. I thought, wow. So I took a real sharp knife and I cut this aluminized, plastic-sized paper seal, kind of like a cardboard seal, and it looked like the acidity of the vinegar kind of ate through the seal a little bit and kind of corroded it, if you will. I'm trying to use a description that would be applicable to radio. And I thought, I don't want to eat this because it looks like it's an aluminum seal and it's been eaten by the acidity of the vinegar, and now the aluminum is in the vinegar, and I'm not doing it. So I called the supermarket and I said, here's what happened. And by the way, I opened the lid of another one. I didn't cut it open, but it's got the same discoloration. And so actually all 4 gallons had the same corrosion, if you will, on the seals. Would you, as a medical doctor, be concerned about the consumption of a seal that contains aluminum being eaten by the acidity of a product, the food product? Would you be concerned about that or not, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I'm concerned about everything I buy in a store. I mean, I try to read the labels because most of it is toxic.
Yeah. Well, they took all 4 of them back, and they're trying to find them in gallons for me. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
got
your
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Cheely's with us, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, brain surgeon. And we've been talking about all kinds of medicine today. And Dr. Cheely, I was reading an article about a child's age or a person's age, a father's age may have something to do with the children becoming smarter, more ambitious, and less concerned with fitting in. And so I was thinking about that, and what they're saying is it's from dailymail.co.uk, and it says, are you a geek? Your dad's age may be to blame. Sons of older fathers are smarter, more ambitious and less concerned with fitting in. So the researchers tested geek-like traits, and I don't know if geek is the right term, but that's what they say, in 12-year-old twins in the UK, and they found out that the father's age seems to have some link to the sons being smarter, more ambitious, and less concerned with fitting in. And they think that it could be if the father is older, the father may be more established. The father may have more wherewithal in the family to help nurture that child. But it seems like the children are have an advantage if their father is older than if their father was younger. And that seems to dovetail with what I would think, too. What are your thoughts, Dr. Shealy? You have any thoughts on that?
Well, we know that one particular hormone, DHEA, for most people reaches its normal peak material level at age 25. So, and my feeling in general is that men would do better not to get married before 25 or 26 years of age because they aren't, I think, psychologically, emotionally mature until between 26 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
yeah.
I followed your advice.
Well, I was 26.
I think
women mature a little earlier. They can do it at 23. But I don't think women should get married before age 23.
Mm-hmm. Well, I literally followed your advice. I didn't know you back then, but Mrs. Finelli and I got married at 27. And I felt that I was not ready to be married before 27. I felt that I was not ready to have a family before 27. And something told me that. And it was right. It was right. So we had our children a little later in life than the average, I guess, who get married younger. And you know, I met a gal who was I guess she was in her 30s, and she had a child very, very, very young. And so she was in her 30s, and her child was out of the house. You know, had grown up and was out of the house, and this gal was in her 30s, and she said, "Look, you know, I'm still young, and I'm all done. I've had my children. They're out of the house. I'm done. It's great." However, you know, I was thinking, boy, you know, our children are pretty small at the same age that she was, and so I saw the contrast. Now, from her perspective, she just wanted to have a lot of fun, and it was great for her. For us, we had saved some money, and we had a house, and you know, we were paying a mortgage on a house, and you know, living the American dream. And our children were being raised in a traditional 1950s style family, even though it was, much later than the 1950s. So I'm in total agreement with you, and I think you're right on. But it's hard for young people to realize that maybe they need to have some accomplishments before they have children, bring children into the world, and be able to afford to have them and raise them, right? Isn't that really important too? I think it is.
Oh, I agree. The idea of having a child when you're not psychologically and financially ready is, to me, well, immature. And that immature is being kind.
Yeah. This article says older fathers are likely to have more established careers and a higher socioeconomic status than younger fathers, meaning that children may be brought up in a more enriched environment and have access to better schooling. That's what the article, one of the paragraphs said, and I think that's absolutely correct. So, Just a thought for those who may be in a position to have children or wait to have children, or maybe a potential grandparent might want to advise their children that, you know, maybe wait until late 20s to get married and make sure that you're able to afford the children, because they are pretty darn expensive, especially if they're thinking about college in the not-too-distant future. Heck, college is over $100,000 for 4 years, and for the average family, that is a tough, tough nut to crack. That would be not medical school, that's just a four-year degree. Just a thought there. Dr. Shealy, I was reading another article about extra virgin olive oil. And this is a fascinating article. It says, extra virgin olive oil prevents dementia by prompting the brain to clear out harmful debris. And scientists are saying that this is a pretty exciting breakthrough, and the oil is a key ingredient of the Mediterranean diet, which has many health benefits. And you've mentioned that over the years on this broadcast. And it says that the study found that olive oil prompts the brain to remove harmful clutter in the brain, and it decreases the likelihood of getting Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I wouldn't have anything in my house as a cooking oil except that.
And that would be the extra virgin olive oil.
It's extra kind of virgin, yes.
Yeah, it's a greenish in color class. And it says the extra virgin oil, olive oil, this is olive oil now, preserves memory and protects the brain against dementia, according to the new research. It says regularly eating olive oil, and they mean extra virgin, can protect your memory and ability to learn new things as you age, according to this study. And I can tell you that when I was growing up, visiting my grandmother on my mother's side, salad, there would be a salad with every meal. And the salad had salad dressing on it. And the salad dressing was very, very simple. It was extra virgin olive oil, vinegar, and a small amount of salt. That was it. That was the salad dressing. And it was absolutely delicious. And that was it. I mean, it didn't come out of a jar. It didn't have all kinds of preservatives in it. It was not what you would find in the salad dressing portion of the aisle at the supermarket. It didn't come from there. The olive oil came from a can. Didn't come from a bottle. It came from a can, and you'd use a can opener to open it, and then you'd pour it into it'd be like 4 liters or 3 liters, and it came from Italy, and it was literally extra virgin olive oil in a can. You can sometimes see that in the store, but that's what we ate. And I'll tell you what, my grandmother and my grandfather were sharp as a tack until the day they died. So maybe there's a lot of truth in what Dr. Shealy and I were talking about.
Well, I totally agree. That is, interestingly, there's some confusion in what you see about the so-called Mediterranean diet. My understanding is that although they eat a lot of fish, they do eat chicken fairly frequently, and sometimes lamb. Beef is uncommon, but they have veal. So
I'll tell you what's not common in a lot of Italian diets, and that's pasta. I can tell you that. The Mediterranean diet that we had at my grandfather's house, sometimes it would have pasta, but it'd be homemade pasta. It would be the pasta noodles, or if it were ravioli, it'd be handmade. It did not come out of a box. It was not extruded. It was literally, the noodles were handmade, the ricotta cheese, all of that was made by hand, and the vegetables were grown in the garden. And there would be tomatoes, and there'd be onions, and there'd black olives and extra virgin olive oil, and some red wine vinegar was typically the vinegar of choice. But not a lot of pasta, and not a lot of sweets. Now, if there was something to snack on, it would be in the nut bowl. in the center of the dining room table or the kitchen table. He could have some nuts. And in the nut bowl were a bunch of nut crackers. He would crack the nuts open. So they came in their own wrappers. The nuts came in their own wrappers, and there were almonds and filberts and so walnuts. But that, if you wanted a snack, that was it. You didn't find much candy in my grandparents' house, nor in my house when I was growing up. Sugar was at a minimum, absolute minimum.
Well, that is the healthiest diet on earth.
Okay. And so does that help with the nervous system as well, Dr. Shealy?
This, oh, yeah.
We'll call it Mediterranean diet.
Right. It helps with the heart and the pancreas and the brain. That means the body as a whole, really.
I have a question from one of our class members about sinus drip. What do we do about sinus drip down the back of the throat causing a cough? Is there a recommendation that you have?
That's a weakness of the immune system. And to me, that means you need certain things. Vitamin D3, vitamin K2, vitamin C, astaxanthin for vitamin A, and vitamin E. The vast majority of allergies will be controlled if people take adequate of those supplements.
Okay, and what about a yogurt to stimulate the immune system?
Well, of course, I love yogurt. Personally, I prefer Greek yogurt.
In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's if you'd like to get the same free newsletter that I get, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Just go there to the website, and you can sign up. No cost, no obligation, no salesman will call, and your data is not sold. It's just used to get that newsletter to you, the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article, and we have talked about this. We've talked about electromagnetic radiation and concerns of different types of fields, electromagnetic fields. And I'm so concerned about it that I decided to again run for the board of directors of the electric co-op and see if I can stop some of the progression of these fields from being all around us. Anyway, a post that I was reading talks about could some of the power tools that we use impact some of the medical devices that people have in their body. So, for example, a pacemaker. And the article goes on to say that if you're going to use a power tool, and they talk about like a drill that's powered with alternating current, they want you to hold that, keep that at least 6 feet from your body. Well, that's physically impossible. I don't know.
Furthermore, I mean, who's going to measure 6 feet, first of all?
First of all,
so, in other words, if you've got a pacemaker, you don't do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And who has arms 6 feet long? I mean, I don't.
Oh, dear. So, an octopus.
Yeah. So, so now we're finding out that some of these fields that are developed, generated, I should say, by these electromagnetic devices, like, and they're talking about, what are they? Well, of course, they're electric drills and welders. And they're saying that, you know, there are some risks to pilots because they are in these aluminum tubes. Now, I'm talking about commercial airline pilots, for example. They're in these aluminum tubes, and there's all kinds of electronics in front of them, and they are surrounded. They're like in a microwave oven with lots of different electromagnetic frequencies bombarding them for as long as the flight, and they're saying that people who are electrical engineers are also impacted by this. So yeah, and it's something that we need to pay attention to, that these devices, not only if they can interrupt like a pacemaker, they can certainly interrupt our bodily functions, wouldn't you say, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are many people who are what I call electromagnetic deficient.
Sensitive.
The whole brain system has been short-circuited.
Have you seen that? Have you seen a person who is literally, I won't say totally incapacitated, but impacted by electromagnetic radiation? I mean, besides me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't call them dumb phones for nothing.
Yeah. Okay, and let's see. There's another article that I saw that I'd like to talk about, and that was disease by sun sign. Have you found that there is a relationship with certain diseases and the month that a person was born?
I have not found that particular thing, but it's possible because there are certain characteristics of each sign.
In November, for example, they said in this article that males born in the month of November might have heart problems, tumors, chronic skin issues. Women born in November, chronic neck pain, asthma, and tumors as well.
I will look it up.
Yeah.
See what I can find.
Okay, I'll see if I can send you that link. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. And class, you know, think about that Wi-Fi in your house, the electromagnetic radiation. You know, you might want to turn that Wi-Fi off, unplug it, you know, when you're not using it. If you've got to use it, well, unplug it when you don't have to use it. Think about that. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. Class,
hey,
Norm
Shealy.
NormShealy.com. He's with us on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.